Despite coming in with just a 1-20 record, they have been playing better basketball down the stretch and hope to catch maybe Rhinelander looking past them a little bit here tonight. The Hodags coming in with a record of 12-10, and they beat East earlier this season back on February 4th. It was a 19-point win at the East Gym, 48-29. Lumberjacks are a bit of a different team since then, as they have incorporated a freshman player into their rotation who spent most of the year on the JV team. Brenna Ermanski is up and playing now with the varsity, and she had a big game in their last contest. It was a game against Stevens Point to finish up the regular season. The Lumberjacks lost that game by 10, 61-51. One bad quarter, the third, did in East in that game. Otherwise, it was a decent ball game for much of that contest, and they did come back and play better in the fourth quarter, but the third did them in, and the Panthers were able to beat them by 10 to finish up the regular season. But Ermanski had 18 points in that game. Olivia Zipperer with 19. They have been providing a lot of the scoring, but the Lumberjacks would hope to get a little bit more offensive support from some of the other players here tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East head coach Andy Meyer. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Girls Tournament Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100?
That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, if you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order take out at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're here with East head coach Andy Meyer before the tournament game with Rhinelander. Well, you've had a little time to digest the last game of the year. It wasn't a good one against Stevens Point. 10-point game, but the story of the game was too many empty possessions for your team and not protecting the basketball.
Third quarter was a rough quarter for us. I mean, that's really what killed us. We had a bunch of turnovers and just didn't get a lot of shots up. And I thought our press was pretty good, second half, especially the fourth quarter. But when they broke it in that third quarter, they got some open looks. We didn't get back and close out on kids, and they hit some threes, and you know, turnovers did us in a little bit, and they hit some shots, and then all of a sudden we're up a little bit, and then we're down by a lot. But I was proud of our kids. We really fought back hard the fourth quarter, and you know, got within 10-8 down toward the end. So.
You know, I would imagine you hesitate to put the ball in the hands of a freshman to run the point, but that may be your best option at this point. Brennan Romanski looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, Brennan's probably our truest point guard that we have, and we're not going to be afraid to throw her out there tonight and let her play. You know, we have confidence in her, and she's the kind of kid that just doesn't let a whole lot get to her. She's kind of a goofy kid that way. It's kind of in one ear and out the other with her, and things go over the top of her head like no big deal, which is good, and that's the kind of kid that you want playing point. So we'll see what she can do tonight.
37 points from Romanski and Zipper, but only 14 from the rest of the roster. I'm sure you'd like more balance than that.
Yep, you know, and Brenna really surprised us with that, scoring that many points. You know, we didn't expect that at all. She's not necessarily a scorer either. But that, yeah, it sure did help. But we need to get our bigs to get some points tonight, some offensive rebounds, some putbacks, get to the free throw line. But we need to create something inside tonight, you know, to play well with this team and be right there at the end.
You've used Hannah out in the high post for most of the games that I've seen. Do you try to get more something going down low tonight? Is that one of the options that you'll be looking at?
Yeah, Hannah likes to. She's got a nice shot. We'd run a little four out, and she's kind of up at the high post. She'll come down and post low. You know, I'm hoping she can get some shots up tonight and hopefully, you know, get some offensive rebounds and get something going early and feel good about herself.
What do you know about the Hodags?
I know they've got a couple of pretty good solid kids. They play a lot of man-to-man. They probably aren't going to press us much. I kind of know, pretty much know what to expect. So we're going to try to get them out of what they like to do. I know they got a nice half-court offense. They don't necessarily like to speed the game up, and I think that's something that we need to do tonight, just kind of get the ball up the floor a little bit, try to fast break, and create some turnovers with our pressure.
As he said, East head coach Andy Meyer back with more after this, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Bend right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
You find yourself saying,
what's trending?
Well, you just broke news again.
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top stories.
I'll jump on a story like that all day long.
Top tweets.
Now, this is regarding Twitter.
What's trending is all on FoxSportsRadio.com.
We are Fox Sports.
When you want to squash the negativity,
fourth and one, and you make Kyle Orton roll out
and escape the hardships,
easy killer,
you tune into us,
Fox Sports Radio.
We're your friends.
Just a couple man pieces of advice for you right there.
Always open.
If it ain't broke, why fix it?
I love sports, okay?
24/7.
Great show. Keep up the good work.
So stay with us.
We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you heard me. 3-minute break. Tom King back here at Rhinelander. They do a big deal with the introduction of the teams. They've got all the lights off and spotlights flashing around the place. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Rhinelander, it will be Eva O'Melia, a 5'8 sophomore. Molly Wilging, a 5'6 senior. Sydney Smith, 5'6 senior. Kylie Hunter, a 5'10 junior. And Riley Ashenbrenner, a 6' junior. For head coach Ryan Clark, assisted by Terry Nordine, Tara Grimbaum, and Melissa Wiemet. For the Lumberjacks, it will be Kaylee Sather, 5'6 junior. Olivia Zipper, 5'8 sophomore. Jory Meyer, a 5'5 junior. Alicia Miles, 5'8 sophomore. And Hannah Uding, a 5'11 junior. For head coach Andy Meyer, assisted by John Budnick, Jeff Waldvogel, Sarah Johnson, and Haley Houghton. Lumberjacks, as we said, coming in with a record of 1-20 on the season. And Rhinelander with a record of 12-10. Hearing a lot of noise now as Rhinelander is being introduced to a very noisy crowd. This place was a madhouse up here tonight. They've got a, must be like a carnival going on for the elementary school students. So the school is full of kids with games and all kinds of things going on here tonight. Not as big a crowd as was here for the boys sectional game just the other night. We were just up here the other night, Friday night, when the Lumberjack boys were eliminated by the Rhinelander Hodags in a close, tightly fought contest. Hodags advancing to the sectionals and the Lumberjack season coming to an end on Friday night for the boys. The winner of this game moves on to the next round. They will travel to Mosinee on Friday night. And whoever wins that game has a date Saturday night with Merrill at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Other games on the schedule tonight in the first round of the girls' tournament. Wisconsin Rapids playing at Stevens Point in a D1 game. Medford's at Lakeland, Shawnee at Antigo, Tomahawk playing at Peshtigo. Wausau Newman has a home game tonight taking on White Lake. Northland Lutheran is at Port Edwards, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran at Elko, Almond Bancroft at Loyal, Tigerton at Bowler, Edgar's at Wabino, Stevens Point Pacelli at Coleman tonight, Spencer at Stratford, Wyawega Fremont at Iola Scandinavia. And Pittsville's at Marshfield, Columbus, Granton playing at Rapids, Assumption, Abbotsford is at Hurley tonight. You know, they do that introduction, turn all the lights off. Now they turn the lights back on, and it takes a little while for your eyes to adjust, see if the shots fall right away for these two teams. Rhinelander is in white with green trim, green and black trim. East is in red with the white and black trim. This is a relatively new gym in the speaker system, and they like to blast these speakers. And we are underway, and the Hodags will control the tap and bring it into the front court. On the dribble, Molly Wilging. Now they get it to the perimeter to Riley Ashenbrenner. Pass down low, shot put up and in. Rhinelander gets on the board first. It's Kylie Hunter with the hoop. Hodags will drop back, meet the ball at half court as Olivia Zipperer brings it ahead. Spin move to get free. She kicks it down in the corner to Miles, nearly traveled, gives it back to Zipperer. Zipperer needs to get rid of it as she lost her dribble, gives it off now to Sather. Jory Meyer back to Zipperer. Zipperer tries right wing, down on the baseline. She'll shoot from there, left that way short. Miles with a nice offensive board. Three ball for Sather. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound comes away to Rhinelander. Back the other way they come. They want to drive right down the lane. Shot put up, yes. On a drive to the hoop by Molly Wilging, and it's 4-0 Hodags. Zipperer will bring it ahead, and will slow things down. Rhinelander attacking the basket twice now and has taken the early lead. Zipperer gives it to Miles. They swing it to Jory Meyer. Meyer wanted to drive, not there. Uding outside. Kicks it to Meyer. Wanted to go baseline, not there. Picked up her dribble. Gives it back to Miles. Back to Meyer. She's going to launch a three and hit it. Jory Meyer for three from the corner. And the Lumberjacks are on the board. It's 4-3 Rhinelander. Now East is going to pressure in the backcourt. Here comes the pass to the center of the court. They break the pressure ahead. Drive to the hoop, and we're going to get a traveling violation, or they're going to call a foul first. They're going to get Jory Meyer on a reach-in foul on the drive to the hoop by Rhinelander. Non-shooting foul. And the Hodags will inbound it. Ivo Amelia looks to get it in for Rhinelander and does right in the paint. Shot put up off the back bracket, up and in by Ashenbrenner. That was way too easy off the inbound play. 6-3, Rhinelander by three. Zipper will walk it ahead. Zipper has it poked away in the backcourt. She needs to get it across the timeline, and now she does, barely. Zipper on the dribble, still on the dribble. With the left hand goes baseline. Feeds inside to Meyer, ball knocked away. It's loose. Uding takes it away, though. Sather gives it to Meyer, right wing. Meyer is tied up. We're going to get a reach and foul called on Rhinelander. That'll go against Molly Wilging. That's her first non-shooting foul, and East will inbound it. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Zipper fed it into Meyer. Meyer, her shot was rejected, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Rhinelander, so East will have it. Zipper gets it into Uding. Tries to pass, dangerous pass, that's intercepted, and back the other way come the Hodags, and they're going to get a layup on the other end. Ill-advised pass, Sydney Smith gets a layup. Four different Hodags have scored. East is going to take a timeout here. It's 8-3, Rhinelander by five. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Sports, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Rhinelander. Lumberjacks have the basketball down by five here in the early going. 5:35 to play. First quarter, it's 8-3. Zipper into the front court. Tries to feed inside to Meyer. That's an ill-advised pass out of bounds. Meyer didn't cut fast enough. Zipper thought she was going toward the basket. Second turnover on the Lumberjacks. And Brenna Romanski is going to check into the game. Miles will take a seat. So that will switch Zipper to off the ball. Romanski will run the point. Rhinelander breaks pressure into the front court. Down the lane. Uding is there. They kick it out. Right wing now. Pass inside. Caught. Up and in. Zipper went for the steal, didn't get it, and another layup for Kylie Hunter. Rhinelander getting all of their points inside so far. It's 10-3. Now the ball knocked away from Zipper, and it goes out of bounds. Actually, no, it was saved by Zipper, and then she gets fouled. I thought it would be Romanski bringing the ball up. Instead, Olivia Zipper still advanced the basketball, had it poked away, but a foul is going to be called on Rhinelander. That is going to go on Eve Amelia. That's her first. And the Lumberjacks will inbound it. They get it in to Brenna Romanski. Now she'll bring it ahead. Romanski on the dribble. And a drive. Lost the baseline. Gives it back to Meyer, left wing. Meyer feeds a cutter. That Sather goes to the hoop. Shot is up. No. Rebound over the top. It's grabbed by Amelia. They wanted a double dribble. Didn't get it in the backcourt. Hodag still have the basketball. There's a drive in. Now pass off. Move in the paint. That's up. No good. The rebound kept alive. Shot put up. That's no good. And now a tie-up. Jump ball called. Uding went over the top to tie up the Rhinelander player. A couple of shots put up and misses for the Hodags. And it will be Lumberjack basketball on the possession arrow here with 4:31 to play first quarter. Romanski will bring it ahead into the front court. Romanski. And her pass thrown away. That's twice they've tried that play. Hasn't worked either time. Got to put that one away for now. Now the Hodags back the other way. Fast break. No. Missed the miss. Ball is loose. Romanski had it for a moment. Lost it. Shot put up from the free throw line. That rolls off. No good. Last touch by the Hodags. Oh, we're going to get a foul on Rhinelander. Loose ball foul on the Hodags, and East will have it. So Rhinelander missing a couple of shots there. Good looking shots, too, and couldn't get him to fall. And East will have it. It's 10-3. Hodags by seven. Lumberjacks problems again with the turnovers here in the early going tonight. It's like they have this play. They're going to run it no matter what, even if it's not there. You got to just, if it's not there, don't throw the pass. Sather gives it to Romanski, right wing. She wants to go back. Baseline steps back, shoots a long one. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound grabbed by the Hodags. They want to run. Now pass down low. Somebody lost the shooter, and now it's swatted out of bounds. Hannah Uding with a block. She got recovered nicely and knocked the shot away from Brittany Haker out of bounds. Hodags will keep it in, look to inbound it. And they get it inbounds. Grabbed by Sydney Smith. Now to Amelia right wing. In the paint, shot put up. Back bracket no good. Rebound is loose. Hermanski comes away with it. She wants to push. Hermanski's going to take it right to the hole. Have to get glass. Left it short. Ball is loose. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Brenna Hermanski. So East only with one make here so far in the early going. They are one out of seven here to start the game with three turnovers. Hodags break pressure again. Bounce passes knocked away, stolen away by Hannah Udick. First turnover on Rhinelander. Here comes East back the other way. Hermanski into the front court. Gives it to Zipperer. That's a travel. She got away with one right there. Uding to Sather. Sather picks up her dribble. Gives it to Hermanski. High post. Uding feeds it. Now thrown out of bounds by Jory Meyer. Fourth turnover on East here. The passing has been a problem all year. I mean, there's just no question. In the times I have seen the Lumberjacks, the passing has not been good. And so far here tonight, more of the same. Four turnovers. Hodags will inbound the basketball into the front court. Kylie Hunter with the pass inside. We're going to whistle. Foul is called and the shot up and in. And that shot put up and in by Sydney Smith. And the foul, I believe, was called on Jory Meyer. That's her first. Actually, that's her second. Kennedy Knobloch will come into the game for the Lumberjacks. One shot coming up and in for Sydney Smith. And it's already a 10-point game here, 2:58 to play first quarter. Lumberjacks need a hoop. Sather into the front court with it. Going to drive in, shot put up, no. Rhineland with the rebound. One and done so far for the Lumberjacks. They can't get a board either. Hodags into the front court. Pass inside. And we're going to get a whistle, a turnover as Rhinelander's Sam Hoppe stepped on the end line. Second turnover on Rhinelander. East gets it back here. Hermanski will bring it ahead. Hermanski into the front court. Reverses the dribble. Gives it to Sather. Out on top to Knobloch. Knobloch. Right wing Sather. She's going to launch from there. That's going to be short again. And once again, another one and done. Rebound by the Hodags. They have somebody out ahead of the pack. And a layup on the other end. And East wants a timeout as all of a sudden the Hodags have jumped out here. It's 15-3. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Rhinelander Gym. Hodags off to a quick start. They lead it 15-3 over the Lumberjacks. This is a winner home go home game. Playoff Division II first round action. The winner advancing to take on Mosinee Friday night. Lumberjacks got to play better on both ends right now. They are not shooting well, not getting any rebounds, and not getting back on defense. The Hodags have scored almost all of their points on layups. And they are trying to play up and down basketball, something that might be surprising East a little bit. Hodags are getting up and down the court pretty well. So it'll be Hermanski, Zipperer, Alicia Miles back in the game. Bailey Lidke gets in for the first time, and Kennedy Knobloch out there as well. Zipper is going to bring it ahead into the front court. And she traveled, got away with one there. Knobloch with it. She's going to drive, baseline, bump, double teams, dribbles out of trouble, gives it to Zipper. Pass inside to Miles. Once again, a tough pass. Ball knocked away in a traveling violation, and the Hodags will have it. They're trying to make incredibly hard passes to well-covered players inside, and it's just not there. Got to be patient. Showing very little of that here so far tonight. Hodags trying to break the trap, and they do into the front court. They've got two players streaking in, shot put up, no, but a foul. And the Hodags will go back to the line. They have broken pressure fairly easily here so far tonight. Zipper will pick up the foul. That's her first. Kylie Hunter at the line. First one's up and in. Sather's going to check back in, give Zipper a breather. Second foul shot coming. And it's up and in. Well, Coach Meyer was hoping for a quick start tonight. That's not happening. Hermanski into the front court. Now you're going to have to rally from a big deficit. It is early, no doubt about that, but East needs to show that they can actually get something going here on offense. They give it to Knobloch out on top to Sather, to Lidke. Oh, she had Hermanski, didn't get her the ball. Here's Knobloch. She traveled, lost the handle on it, taken away. Another turnover. Here come the Hodags running the floor again, and this time Hermanski is able to recover and get back. Now they kick it back outside. They swing it. Jump shot on the baseline. Little short, no good. Hermanski with the rebound. Over the back foul is going to be called on Sydney Smith. It'll be East basketball on the loose ball foul. Zipper is going to check back in after a short rest. Knobloch will take a seat. A minute four to play here, first quarter. 17-3, Hodags. Brightlander a three seed. East is a six coming in. This is Hermanski. Center step dribble. Pull up jumper on the baseline. No, but a foul. It shall go to the line. And that's going to be on Sam Hoppe. And that will send Brenna Hermanski to the line for a pair here. First foul on Hoppe. East Hoops brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Shot by Hermanski. Rattles around and in. That's the first score for the Lumberjacks in quite a while. 17-4. Morgan Blazer is in for the Hodags. Second foul shot coming for Hermanski. And she got them both. 17-5. And East is going to try to trap again. Still in the backcourt with it. Now here comes the double. Ball knocked away by Sather. But a timeout call just before the steal. Hodags just got a timeout call. They were in danger of getting a 10-second call. And, in fact, East did knock the ball away and get a steal. But apparently the timeout was called in time. We'll keep it right here. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. DC Everest begins their girls tournament basketball trip on Friday night. They will take on the Wausau West Warriors. And you can hear that game right here. All right, Rhinelander has it in the backcourt. They get it ahead into the front court to Brittany Haker. Haker tries to feed a cutter. It was thrown away, but it came right to one of the Hodags. They maintain possession. Sydney Smith with it. Baseline cut off. Rhinelander doing a good job moving the basketball here. Eva O'Melia is going to drive in. Throw up a runner off the rim. No good, but two shots coming as she draws the foul. Foul is going to be called on Brenna Hermanski. That's her first. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. 18-5, Hodags. Second shot on the way, and that's up and in as well. She got them both. 19-5. Rhinelander with the lead. East will bring it ahead. Zipper gets the ball knocked away. She dribbled right into the pressure from the defense, knocked out of bounds, and it will remain East basketball. Zipper is going to inbound it for the Lumberjacks. Gets it into Hermanski, and she's going to hurry it ahead into the front court. Carried the basketball that time, got away with that. Now to the free throw line to Hannah Uding. Shoots no good. Rhinelander with another rebound. One and done again for the Lumberjacks. Rhinelander running the floor. Shot put up, blocked by Uding. She got back. And the quarter's going to come to an end as East gets the rebound. But it's been all Rhinelander here in the first quarter. They lead it 19-5. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
Tom King back here at Rhinelander High School. Hodags will have the basketball to begin the second quarter. Starting five back on the floor. Jory Meyer playing with two fouls out there with Sather, Zipper, Miles, and Uding. And Rhinelander inbounds it, and they will bring it into the front court. Riley Ashenbrenner back in the game for Rhinelander. Gives it off. Kylie Hunter, left wing now, kicks it back out on top to Amelia. Now swings it. Molly Wilgang gives it off to Ashenbrenner. Trying to post up down low. They get the post, missed the layup though. But Rhinelander getting the rebound. That was an easy shot there, missed by Kylie Hunter. There's a shot put up and missed again. And East with the rebound this time. Jory Meyer ripped it away, and here she comes back the other way. Meyer on the dribble. Gets a screen from Sather. Meyer. They pick her up. Picked up her dribble now. Needs some help. Tries to pass it to Miles. Loses her man. Feeds inside. Once again, making a tough pass. Uding, jump ball called. East will keep it on the possession arrow. Once again, forcing passes into the post that aren't there. East will keep it, though, on the jump ball call. Zipper looking to get it in. Out on top, Meyer. Meyer's going to drive in, throw up a runner off the glass. That's no good. The rebound is grabbed, and now we get no whistle. Rhinelander gets the rebound back the other way they come. Quickly ahead, they had another person back behind the defense, but a blocked shot by Alicia Miles, and now the ball taken away by Jory Meyer. East needs to get back. That time Miles recovered and blocked the shot, but Rhinelander sending out a player on the fast break every time. Offensive foul called. That's going to be on Hannah Uding for a moving screen. And it will be Rhinelander basketball. Brenner Hermanski is going to get back into the game for Uding. And East will pressure the ball in the backcourt. It's 19-5 Rhinelander. Long pass. They get away with that one. Still in the backcourt with it. Now they get it ahead to Amelia. Ahead to Ashenbrenner, looks for a cutter, not there. Kicks it back outside, ball knocked away for a moment by Sather, but Rhinelander recovers. Molly Wilgang. Doesn't look like Rhinelander's interested in shooting threes at all. They're looking inside at every opportunity. Ashenbrenner looks down low, they pass it in. Ball bobbled, but recovered by the Hodags. Now the ball knocked away, overplay by Hermanski, but knocked it out of bounds. Rhinelander will keep it. Rhinelander is not interested in shooting from outside, but why should they be when they can get the ball inside? There's a pass inside, overplay again by Hermanski. Ball loose on the floor, went out of bounds. Should be East basketball. Yeah, okay. Turnover as the Hodags throw it away. Good defense by the Lumberjacks right there. Jory Meyer comes up limping a little bit. Third turnover on the Hodags. And East will have it back. And Hermanski will bring it ahead. 6:12 to play here first half. It's 19-5. He's got a three ball early from Jory Meyer and a couple of free throws. Now a shot thrown up. No good, but a foul, and the Lumberjacks will go to the line. Cali Sather will shoot two here. Molly Wilking picks up her second foul, actually her third foul. Third foul on her. And Sather's at the line. First one's up and in. First point of the night for Sather. 19-6. Rhinelander really hasn't scored for a little while either. Some good defense by the Lumberjacks have forced a couple of turnovers. Second foul shot for Sather up and in. She got them both. 19-7. East is still going to play the trap in the back court. They've got Zipperer back on defense. Hodags break the pressure. Look for a cutter. And the shot blocked from behind by Sather. Saved from going out of bounds by Rhinelander. Now they find it underneath. Another open player up and in. Somebody lost Sydney Smith, and she got the layup. 21-7. Hermanski to Zipperer. Trying to post up Miles. Zipperer needs to do something with it. Gives it right wing to Sather. Sather looks baseline. Not there. Nearly traveled. Now she's going to launch on the baseline. No, long rebound. Hermanski, she's fouled and will go to the line. Riley Ashenbrenner picks up the foul. Hermanski got that long rebound, went straight up. And Hermanski will be at the line to shoot two here. 17 fouls, so every foul from now on will send East to the line. Here in the first half, first free throw rattles around and off. No good. Lumberjack Hoops brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Second foul shot on the way. Up and in. She got one of two. 21-8. Backcourt pressure again. Still in the backcourt with it. Still, now they get it ahead. Near travel. Pass down on the baseline. Shot put up off the glass, up and in. Tough shot. Ashenbrenner got it. 23-8. Brenner Hermanski into the front court for the Lumberjacks. Gives it to Sather in the corner. Now out on top to Jory Meyer. Meyer picked up her dribble. Back to Sather. She's going to drive. Free throw line jumper is up and in. Callie Sather gets the shot to drop. It's 23-10. Pressure in the backcourt again. We get a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called. If that's on, let's see who that is on. Miles picks up the foul. That's her first. Hannah Uding is going to check back in for the Lumberjacks and come in for Miles. Hodags have it. And bring it into the front court. Sydney Smith on the dribble. Smith right wing, looks inside. Uding played over the top and knocked it out of bounds. Rhinelander will keep it. Omelia looks to inbound it. Still looking, now throws it out on top. Tipped away by Hermanski. But grabbed by Smith. Smith's going to drive down the lane. Bounce pass on the baseline. Ashenbrenner shoots and hits. Riley Ashenbrenner has 6 points. 25-10. Lumberjacks collapsing underneath a little bit. Allowing those jump shots now. And Rhinelander able to knock those down as well. Sather with it. Gives it to Meyer. Now to Zipperer right wing. She's going to launch a three. Left that a little bit short. Rebound kept alive by Sather. And it will remain East basketball. Last touch by the Hodags. That's only Olivia Zipperer's second shot of the night. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Zipperer, in the last game for the Lumberjacks, had 19. Hermanski had 18. so far here tonight. Zipper with zero and Urmanski with three, all coming from the free throw line. East Basketball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We'll have all the scores from tonight's action tomorrow on Fox Sports Radio, High School Minute, and also on our websites, foxsportswausau.com. Zipper will look to inbound it here out of the timeout for the Lumberjacks. Gets it into Uting right wing. Jory Meyer back to Zipper off a screen. She'll shoot. Left that short. The long rebound. Grabbed by the Hodags, but they're going to get a reach-in foul called, I believe, on Jory Meyer. Zipper got a nice look that time off a screen from Uting and couldn't get it to go. And that's the third foul on Jory Meyer. She'll sit the rest of the half. And it'll be Kennedy Knobloch who will come in for the Lumberjacks. 3:59 to play here, first half, 25-10. Hodags in there at the line now to shoot the bonus. 1-1 coming for Rhinelander. First one is up and in for Brittany Haker. 26-10. Second one on the way, up and in. She got them both. Lumberjacks in their last two games, one a win over Tomahawk, one a loss to Spash, came out fast, hitting a lot of shots in the first quarter. Not tonight. And they have fallen behind now by 17, 27-10. Zipper top of the key. Sather, right side, looking inside for Uting. Not there. Gives it to Urmanski. Urmanski back to Sather. She's going to launch a three. Got it. Callie Sather for three. Boy, did East need that. 27-13. And it is backcourt pressure put on by the Lumberjacks again. Hodags a little bit tentative here. Now they will break it. Here comes Sydney Smith. She's going to attack. Find a cutter shot blocked out of bounds by Uting. Rhinelander will keep it. They fed Brittany Haker coming in on the drive by Smith, and Haker's shot was swatted away. So Rhinelander will inbound it here. They get it right into the paint to Ashbrenner. Puts it up and in. Riley Ashbrenner gets the shot up and in, 29-13. East into the front court, Urmanski. Stutter step, pulls up, shoots a two, and hits. Renna Urmanski with the hoop. Back-to-back baskets for the Lumberjacks, 29-15. Hodags break pressure into the front court. Ashenbrenner wants to go baseline. They feed it underneath, and wide open again. Up and in by Kylie Hunter. Another layup. Lumberjacks slow getting back on defense from that pressure. They may have to back off on that half-court pressure, that trap. They're not getting anything as far as steals go, and they're giving up too many easy baskets on the other end. Uting shoots from the free-throw line. That's no good. And Rhinelander with the rebound. Back the other way. Pass left wing. Now back out on top. They swing it around the perimeter. Bullet pass inside. Shot swatted away, but Urmanski's going to pick up a foul here. Second foul on Brenna Urmanski, and to the line goes Sam Hoppe. It would be one thing if the half-court trap was creating some steals, but it isn't, and they're giving up all kinds of layups on the other end. It may be time to just drop back into half-court defense now. First free throw is no good. Alicia Miles comes back in for Hannah Uting. Second one on the way for Hoppe, and it's up and in. One of two for Sam Hoppe. 31-15. Urmanski into the front court. Still on the dribble. Now passes to Knobloch. Knobloch's going to drive in, pull up jump shot. A little short off the rim, no good. Rhinelander with the rebound. Now the ball in the backcourt. Rhinelander breaks it into the front court. There's a drive baseline. Sydney Smith, we're going to get a hand check foul called on Kennedy Knobloch. That's her first, and the Hodags will go back to the line here. Sydney Smith will shoot a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul. Bailey Lidke checks in for the Lumberjacks. Knobloch will take a seat. So Sydney Smith at the line. First one is up and in. Smith has 10 points. Second one, back bracket, no good. Rhinelander with the rebound. Shot put off the glass, up and in by Kylie Hunter. Offensive board on a missed free throw. 35-15, Hodags. Hermansky into the front court. Spin move to get free. Good defense, Hodags stay with it. Hermansky still on the dribble. Gives it off to Zipperer. Zipperer out on top to Miles. Swing it to Sather. Sather down low, tried to get it to Lidke. Knocked away, Hodags with the steal. Now we get a traveling violation. Rhinelander gives it right back. 35-15, Hodags, 1:35 to play here, first half. Olivia Zipper will look to get it in for the Lumberjacks, and does, to Miles, left wing out on top to Sather. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Zipper is going to launch a three, short again, and the Hodags with the rebound. Rhinelander wants to run. Now they kick it right wing to Amelia. Out on top, they loft the pass down low. Ashenberger looked like she was standing out of bounds. Missed the shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up. That's no good, and the rebound is lost again out of bounds. Last touch by Hermansky, and Rhinelander will keep it. Ashenbrenner missed a couple of point-blank shots, but the Hodags keep the basketball as it went out of bounds off one of the Lumberjacks. Amelia looks to get it in, and does, outside. Sam Hoppe, now they loft it down, and Miles is going to get an over-the-back call as she knocked it away from Ashenbrenner. Second foul on Alicia Miles. And with a minute six to play here in the half, the Hodags back to the free throw line, this time for two, the double bonus. Fouls are starting to mount here for the Lumberjacks as well. Ashenbrenner's free throw, the first one's up and in. Morgan Blazer comes back in for Rhinelander. Second foul shot coming for Ashenbrenner. Say Ashenbrenner. There's no N in the middle there. Ashenbrenner. Second foul shot. On the way and rattles around and out. And this time Miles rips away the rebound for the Lumberjacks. Zipper will bring it ahead. Zipper nearly double dribble, gives it to Sather. Sather. Crossover, now gives it off to Miles between the circles, and her pass goes out of bounds, and they throw it away. Miles thought Hermansky was going to come out to get that pass, and didn't. Ninth turnover on East, and the Hodags get it back here with under a minute to play in the first half. East will play a zone here, and why not, since the Hodags seem to not be interested in shooting threes. They might have to look. I don't think they've taken one yet. They swing it around the perimeter, looking to get it inside. Nothing there. Now they'll launch one, and it's going to be off the mark. The long rebound, though, comes right back to Rhinelander. 24 seconds to play in the half. Amelia with it. Now East. Pass in the paint. Sydney Smith puts up a shot. Rolls off, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Ashenbrenner. She puts it up and in. East getting killed on the boards here tonight as well. 36-15, Hermansky in the front court, dribbles it down right wing, out on top to Zipper. She shoots and hits. Olivia Zipper hits a late three for the Lumberjacks, but it's really too little too late, although they have cut the deficit now to 20. They go into halftime down big, 38-18. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports. Speed Sport on Fox with Rob D'Amico.
We're talking to Artie Irani. Artie Irani's Insider's Report is Rob D'Amico, Speed Sport on Fox Sports Radio. Talking a little F1 this morning.
You know, we all know Jacques Villeneuve won the Indy 500 in 1995, sure. Won the kart title the same year, went over to F1, was a Formula One world champion in 1997, and some would say he was a victim of sorts of this debacle that was the Honda racing team, BAR. Here we are all these years later, 15 years after his Indy success? He is going back to race at the Indy 500 this year. Hey, maybe he's got some unfinished business with Montoya, wants to race him head-to-head. Who knows? And hopefully he's still back up at the front. It's a long time out of an open wheel car.
Speed Sport with Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbelt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbelt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Rhinelander's Gym. We're at halftime, and we're going to be competing here in a moment with the Rhinelander dance team, which is going to be pretty loud, so we'll try to share the scoring with you here from the first half. And it was basically all Rhinelander in that first half of basketball. They have two players in double figures already, 10 points for Sidney Smith, 10 points for Kylie Hunter, and 9 points for Riley Ashenbrenner, also scoring for the host, 2 for Evo Melia, 2 for Brittany Haker, 2 for Molly Wilging, and 1 for Sam Hoppe. Rhinelander, 14 of 31 from the field, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, and they only turned the ball over 4 times. For the Lumberjacks, they were led by Callie Sather. She had 7, including a 3-pointer, 5 for Brenna Ermansky, 3 points for Olivia Zipperer, 3 for Jory Meyer, and that's it for the Lumberjacks. Just 5 of 20 from the field, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And they turned the ball over 9 times. The Lumberjacks had hoped to get off to a fast start tonight. It wasn't to be. It was Rhinelander, the team that got off to the quick start tonight. And they lead it here at halftime big by a score of 38 to 18. East Playoff Basketball is brought to you in part tonight by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Other games going on around the central Wisconsin area tonight, including a Division I matchup, Wisconsin Rapids at Stevens Point. Other games, Medford at Lakeland, Shawnos at Antigo, Tomahawk playing at Peshtigo, Wausau Newman a home game tonight taking on White Lake. Northland Lutheran is at Port Edwards. Wisconsin Valley Lutheran playing at Elko tonight. Almond Bancroft is at Loyal. Tigerton at Bowler, Edgar's at Wabino, Stevens Point Pacelli playing at Coleman, Menominee Indian is at Crandon, Spencer at Stratford, Wyawega Fremont at Iola Scandinavia, Rocholt at St. Mary Central, Manawa playing at Chiocton tonight. Also, it is Rib Lake at Owen Withy, Gilman at Greenwood, Branton playing at Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, Pittsville's at Marshfield Columbus, Abbotsford at Hurley, Shawamigan playing at Phillips, Tri-County at Montello, and Gresham is at Marion. And we'll have the entire scoreboard for you tomorrow on FoxSportsWausau.com. Also on the air as part of our High School Sports Minute. That's brought to you by the law firm of Strasser & Eady every weekday morning during the high school sports season. Winter season winding down fast. The state hockey tournament this week, of course. Wausau West and the Central Wisconsin Storm are there representing Central Wisconsin. We've got the state team wrestling tournament going on down in Madison. Merrill is there representing Central Wisconsin. The boys basketball sectionals continue this weekend. And, of course, the girls' basketball tournament is underway. So we've got a couple more weeks of tournament action. Boys' basketball next week and girls' basketball the week after. And then the winter season will come to an end. And we will await the melting of the snow and the baseball season and see how long it takes to get that going here. Last year, you'll remember, the month of April was a complete washout, and we didn't have baseball until the month of May. But we'll see if that changes this year. A lot of snow to get rid of, though, before the baseball teams can get out on the field. We've got a half of basketball left here. See if the Lumberjacks can get back in. If they trail big at halftime, they're down 38-13 in girls' hoops tournament action. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You find yourself saying,
"What's trending?"
Well, you just broke news again!
Let's jump right in.
Your question has been answered.
This is what I know.
Log on to FoxSportsRadio.com.
What would they get out of that?
All your trending news is there for you.
Are we trending towards this?
Top story.